And we are back with the Beach and Company. I'm Sandy Beach, and the beat goes on. And the president says that he would like to see Robert Mueller's report made public. And so he has no problem with it. So that tells me that he doesn't think there's much in it that can that is going to harm him. It is 720 pages. And one of the texters says you can order the Mueller report on Amazon right now. That's where I got the 720 pages info from. He's the person who sent it to us earlier. So, yeah, absolutely. And the fundamental reason is it will speak for itself. You can agree with it. You can disagree with it. You can question points on it. You can wonder why certain things are done or not done. But at least you'll see it. If he did not, if it was not publicized, then the press would just make up their mind. They go crazy. The press would go nuts. For a long period of time, we'd see all kinds of conjecture of what they think it's in rather than what's actually in there. So I think you got to do it. So I'm asking you, should it be made public? I'm also asking you something else. And this, I know people are going to disagree with me. Not all of them. Some of them will. I think most of them won't, but some of them will. And I don't particularly care. It doesn't bother me. But I think it should be discussed, certainly. And that is the heavyweight bout between the president of the United States and John McCain. The only problem with this bout is that John McCain is dead. I think whatever differences they had, even if the president is 100% right, if John McCain is 100% wrong, cut it out. Knock it off. We've had enough of this. It's demeaning for a president of the United States to be having a sword fight with a dead person. It doesn't do anybody any good. You don't gain any admiration stripes for doing it. But I think it doesn't show much class to me. And I've always supported the president. I still do, but not in this. Not in this. I think there's a time when you put away the battle, you put away the swords, you put away the nastiness and say, this guy is dead. And people can make up their own mind and their own thoughts on what his legacy might be. And as I said, McCain could be the villain 100%. And I still don't think you go after a man who's dead. It's just my opinion. What do you think, Tony?
Yeah, but it's not just Donald Trump that's going after him. There are a lot of people on the right that are
Doesn't make it right.
No, I'm not saying it.
There's a lot of people in Germany, too, who thought Hitler was really swell because he helped the economy. There's certain decency things you do as a human being. And whether McCain was right or wrong is not an important part of the equation. You just don't go after dead people. No matter what they stood for, you just don't do it. You're allowed to do it with Hitler. I think that's a special privilege there. But you just don't do it. It's a human decency thing. Think about it. Think about it on a personal level. What if it was your father they were talking about? And the president's going after your father long after he's deceased. You wouldn't be standing there telling me, well, yeah, but he did this and he did that. Where the hell are we going as a country if we think that's cool? What do you think?
Yeah, you know, I mean, I agree with what the president's saying. I'll start off with that. I mean, I didn't like John McCain to the point in 2008 in the general election. I wrote in Mitt Romney. Now, looking back on it, that probably wasn't a great choice either. But, you know, like you said, he's passed away. What does attacking him now do? It just makes you look bad. And I hate to say it, it makes you look a little petty.
It does. It makes you look a lot petty to think that you are so insecure that you have to go after somebody who can't reply. That's the point. Megan tries to stand up for her father. Tony, you would stand up for your father.
Absolutely.
Even if he was the worst human being on the block, you would stand up for him. And Megan did, and I give her credit for that.
And I think it's also a huge waste of time if you want to attack people for the dossier, for the Mueller investigation. There's plenty of people still alive you can attack.
Absolutely. And take it from there. You don't go into the ring to fight a dead man. You just don't do it. You got to show some class, and this doesn't. All right? And I know our audience. So we got some people here he did the dossier, but he did this, he did that. So I guess they give him an allowance. to badmouth him and to criticize him or whatever after he's dead, to me, that doesn't carry any water at all. Simply because what kind of a debate do you have when one person isn't there and never will be? So 803-0930, 1-800-616-9236, star 930. I'll make it clear, I still support the president very strongly, but I don't support him in this. 803-0930, 1-800-616-9236, and star 930.
Sandy, can I bring up something? And that is, you know, when Trump ran for president, part of his thing was to drain the swamp.
Drain the swamp, sure.
And I think with releasing the Mueller report unredacted, it will go a long way in doing that. It's so important for us to get rid of the corruption in Washington, D.C.
Totally agree. Totally agree. If they redact it, the only thing that should be redacted is something that is critical to our national defense. If it is something that absolutely would help the enemies of this country, which is what they were trying to prove in the whole investigation, then you should redact it. But anything else, something embarrassing, release it. Something criminal, release it. But the only thing I'm okay with them redacting is something that absolutely would be critical to our security.
Not, you know, to mention Obama and his, you know, weaponizing the DOJ and the FBI, but I think it's important for us to know whether we need to go after Hillary Clinton or not.
Oh, I don't know what they're waiting for with Hillary Clinton. I mean, you talk about a target-rich environment. What the hell? There's so much going on. So much has been alleged. So much is, over the period of time, so much has been turned into baggage that I'm just shocked that they haven't done it already. We'll take a break and we'll hear from you. Two things. Should Robert Mueller's report be made public? I say yes. The president says yes. And Trump versus John McCain. Should the bell ring on that as the end of that bout? Absolutely. There's nothing to prove now. It's all in the record. And just let it go. We'll be back after this. Got a couple of texts to read here. How about having his daughter shut her big mouth? That's the first one. Another says it helps to set the record straight. This one says Tony doesn't get an opinion. Well, I did jump in on you, Tony. If you were about, I thought you were finished, but if you weren't finished, get your opinion now.
Well, I was finished.
I thought you were. That's why I jumped in with my opinion. But they think I'm gagging you. Tony does not have a gag order. Nobody ever does on this show. All right, let's see. A veteran friend of mine from Vietnam released this to me. I removed the expletives. McCain deserves what he gets. I hope his reputation is destroyed until his bones rot to dust. There's an enlightened opinion. All right. The report should be released. And as far as McCain, let him rest in peace, enough of this. 803-0930, 1-800-616-9236, star 930. Let's go to line one, which would be Dan in West Seneca. Dan, good to talk to you again.
And good to talk to you. Thanks for having me, guys. I appreciate it. You know what? I'm going to borrow a word from you, Sandy, that you used in many prior shows, and I think you called it decorum. And with John McCain, I did not agree with his politics. I'm a Democrat. I had great respect for his service to this great country. And I think there's something to be said for respect. He's dead. What is the point? As far as the Mueller report, make it public. There's no magic bullet theory here. It's all in black and white. And let us be adults, discuss its merits, and put it behind us.
Yeah, at least if it's released, we can discuss it intelligently and intellectually. We can look, this is what it says. This is what I think is important. This what wasn't important. But can you imagine if it is not released, it'll be like the extra shooter in the JFK assassination. It will never go away. People will be speculating on this for decades.
And I don't think that we can take too much tearing of the American fabric any longer. We need some type of unification. I would like to make one little remark about something that you had said leading into it in your monologue.
Sure.
you did talk about Hillary, and there is some type of relation in this investigation to a lot of people. But my question would be, Sandy, because I think you're a pretty smart guy, if she were guilty of anything and they had concrete evidence of her guilt, don't you think they'd put her on the frying pan and fry her?
Well, you know, at one time I might have said, I agree with you. But what we've learned in the last 2.5 years is that politics has reared its ugly head in law enforcement and the DOJ and places that we always held sacred like the FBI. I think we'll learn a lot from this this report to see the ramifications of mixing law enforcement with politics. Tony wants to throw something in.
Look what was recently released, that we found out that the DOJ was told to stand down against about charging Hillary Clinton.
And look in Baltimore when the mayor told the police department to stand down when they were being when they were throwing chunks of cement at the cops. These were kids. So we're learning things about it's not as pure as we thought it was. So I'll tell you, Dan, in the past I might have agreed with you, but not in today's society.
Well, I think that we have always been bent to a certain degree. I mean, I remember J. Edgar Hoover, and certainly he was no altar boy.
He had a file on everybody, and that accounts for his longevity. Nobody dared cross J. Edgar Hoover.
That's what I'm saying. I really, Sandy, not to be cynical, but you and I are a little older. I don't
speak for yourself. I'm as young as springtime. Go ahead.
I take vitamins, you know.
Okay.
I think what I will say is we don't change. The clothes we wear change. Certainly the technology and the cars that we drive change. But human beings are human beings. We love our conspiracies. Everybody's got a little larceny in their heart. Everybody is a hypocrite at one point or another. And we just love conspiracies. The only thing that has changed is this modern internet medium. And I don't think we have a handle on it, and I think it's destructive.
And we have too many people with loose lips. My goodness, in World War II, they used to have a sign that says, loose lips sink ships. In other words, keep everything tight to the vest because there could be enemy spies here. Now, everybody's yapping about everything every day. Yeah, Tony.
He's absolutely right about conspiracies. That's why the left loves this Russian collusion thing so much.
Yeah, and they pick one that's the scariest of them all, the Russians. They've been our Cold War companions for years. Hey, thanks, Dan. Thanks for calling. Appreciate it. That's the whole point. That's why I say release the report, and then we can judge it for what it is. If there's nothing in there, we can say, what a waste of time and money and agita. If there is something in there, you say, well, we didn't know that. Now we're more informed. I don't think that we're going to have any losers with that. Also, Trump versus John McCain. Should he just button it up and forget it? John McCain is here, is not here. He's gone. He's dead. His memory is his memory. It's not going to change now. So button up that whole campaign.
Well, with Lisa Page's testimony, we now know that that's no longer a conspiracy, that the DOJ told, says, you're not going after Hillary Clinton. There will be no charges against
her.
Yeah,
anything around Hillary gets me very nervous. Let's go to Janet in Alden. Janet, you're on WBEN.
Hi, guys.
Hi, Janet.
Thank you. I do believe that the Kamala report should be released for all of the, you know, all of the reasonable reasons. Let's see what's there. But in reference to John McCain, didn't like him. However, as you said, he's gone. He's passed away. Did not like his politics. And I can understand Trump having a little chip on his shoulder about that. However, I've said it before and I'll say it again, you know, and I voted for Trump. Sometimes he needs to shut up, but his insecurities just show through so glaringly. And, I listened to him criticize the politics of John McCain. But when he announced to the world, Trump announced to the world that he had to approve the
funeral
ceremony.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm like, Oh, my God. You know what? It doesn't get any lower than that.
Yeah, I didn't like that either because it showed it's almost like, you know, a warrior putting his foot on the chest of a fallen warrior. I don't like that. I really, you know, the proper place, Janet, as far as I'm concerned, after he retires from the presidency, hopefully in another 6 years, and he decides to write a book, you put something in the book that's definitive, and that will settle it for all time. We don't need to have it as a campaign rally.
It took my breath away. Trump has taken my breath away a few times with his insecurities and the constant tweets and whatnot. The constant remarks to me, more and more and more talk, just show how insecure he really is.
Well, you know, in sales, one of the things they teach you is don't talk beyond the sale. Once you have the sale, shut up. Well, he has the sale. He had one of the biggest upsets in the history of American politics. He doesn't need this.
Right, and he just goes on and on. Look at me, let me stand here and pound my chest. But this, to me, was the lowest that he's got.
I understand, because I didn't like it either. Thank you. Thank you very much. You know what it reminded me of? It reminded me of maybe a homeless man who died, and then somebody makes a public statement and says, yes, he died, but I paid for his funeral, and I put the flowers there on his grave. Well, it's wonderful that you paid for his funeral. It's wonderful that you put the flowers on his grave. Not necessary to make a public statement about it. You do it because it's the right thing to do. You do it because it shows respect to the man and his family, but you don't do it to self-aggrandizement. And you certainly don't do it when you have a public feud like we're having. Let it go. It's over. We'll be back with more on News Radio 930 WBEN. While Tony is painting it black, we're talking about the Mueller report. Should the Mueller report be released to the public? I say yes. The president wants it released, and I think that's the right call on that, simply because the words will speak for themselves. The motivation will be obvious when you read it. And you'll see if you agree that it's a lot to do about nothing, or maybe there's something in there that should be further investigated. We don't know until we see it. And if we don't do that, if we don't release it, the press and everybody else, not just the press, but the press will have a field day trying to guess what's in it with their own bent look at the doings of Donald Trump. So I think it has to be released. The second part, Trump versus John McCain, it should be over. It's over. McCain is gone. He's dead. No matter whether he was 100% wrong and Trump's 100% right does not matter at this time. It's over. It does not make you a bigger man, does not make you look better in the eyes of people because you're dumping on a guy. Maybe he deserved it, maybe he didn't. But he's dead. That's the point. There'll be no reply from him. Let's go to Ann in Buffalo. Ann, you're on WBEN.
Yes, good morning.
Good morning, Ann. It's springtime, and you sound like a woman enjoying a fine day of spring. What's on your mind, Ann?
I think that they should release the report, and I also think that John McCain, you know, we know that he was low down in what he did, but that's in the past. And Donald Trump should let that go. Only thing that did about him mentioning John McCain is like putting a damper on the purpose why he was in Ohio from the very first beginning.
Yeah, I think you and I are in the same basic position there that, you know, you fight the battle while the battle's going on. When the battle's over, you're the bigger person, and you should act like that and not demean somebody who can't fight back. Good points, Ann. Thank you very much. Let's go to Jim in West Seneca. Jim, you're on WBEN.
Good morning, Sandy.
Good morning, Jim.
I do believe the report should be released. My sentiments don't fall very far from yours on that.
Good.
As far as the president goes, and I'll try to keep it brief, he is not – here's what we're going to do. We're going to set ourselves up for disappointment if we sit around waiting for him to be a traditional politician. He's unconventional. He has very little control, it seems, over his political filter. He fires from the cuff. That is why we elected him. Now, I agree with you. The comments are they're off color and they're in poor taste, but only because of the timing. The man recently passed. Every politician, from Nixon and Watergate to Reagan and Iran, is up to be criticized. The thing is, it is poor timing. And I'm going to end with this. I recently hired a contractor to redo my bathroom. I'm not going to say the business name. The man was, he smoked cigars, he used foul language. I didn't want to hire him, but he's the best tile guy around. We need to accept the fact that Trump, although he's an unconventional politician slash contractor, we elected him to do a job. He's not always going to be the prettiest while he's doing it, but that's what we decided to go with because, truthfully, he isn't the politician, and he's going to get the job done the best way he knows how, and I support him.
All right. That's well said, well spoken, and I understand what you're saying. That's good. Thank you, Jim. Thank you for the call.
Yep.
Okay. Bye-bye. All right. I understand that part. Yeah, you don't. You hire the best man for the job, and then he, we think, is the best man for this job. And could it be a little smoother, maybe a little more apropos, maybe? But that isn't why we didn't vote him to be Miss Manners' companion at a fine dinner.
In fact, that's what we were hoping for.
Yeah. Some of us for a little bit more than that, but. There it is. I'd like your opinion. 803-0930, 1-800-616-9236, *930. Picture yourself at a funeral, okay? You're at a funeral and somebody goes to the front at the podium. They open a book and they look at the people grieving and they say, I never liked this guy. You know, I paid for his funeral. I had to okay his funeral. That's the reason you're here, and there's flowers there, and there's the casket. He's in that casket, and I had to okay that. Huh? Can you imagine if you were sitting there how you'd feel? You'd say, what a creep. Who does this? That's the world we're in now, lewd, rude, and crude.
Well, classes, and we've done shows on this, class has disappeared.
It has.
Respect has disappeared.
Manners, all of those
manners,
things. All
sure.
of those things. The bigger man doesn't make himself the bigger man by saying it. Other people make him the bigger man. And I don't think most people would agree that stomping on a dead person makes you the bigger man. We'll take a break on News Radio 930. This is WBEN. Let's go to our friend Mary in Lancaster. Mary, you're on WBEN.
Oh, good morning, Sandy.
Hello, Mary.
Sandy, I told your screener, I agree that this report should be released. And as far as the McCain thing goes, the president has been frustrated for 2 years. They jumped on him. Look at this diversion. They'll finally release this report, so-called report, but for 2 years the country has been on hold ever since the president was elected, and I think that's disgusting what happened. And the McCain daughter, I mean, I'm sorry for her father, you know, the loss of her father, but the fact is when he was alive he was an agitator and it was frustrating to what he frustrated what the president was trying to do. And that's what I think the what's coming out with the president. He's frustrated because McCain really stopped anything that could have helped the people. If they'd have just killed Obamacare, that would have been the best thing. It wouldn't be a credit for the president. It would be and not even for the Republicans. It would be for the people, and that's the whole thing. They wanted to repeal that to help the people, and he just proudly stood there and said no. And that everybody was saluting him, but the ones that saluted him the most were the Democrats, because that stopped Trump. That was he was somebody. They're praising him like crazy now that he's dead, because when he was alive, he was a Republican and he was an opponent. But as soon as he did that, it was a great move for the Democrats. And I think that's like a...
So that gives Trump a get-out-of-jail-free card to say anything he wants?
No, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying it highlights, people should think of what's been happening for the past 2 years. What has been happening? It's been held up. His presidency has been held up by the Democrats and this stupid report, and now they don't want to have it out.
Well, I hope it's out. I think that that's essential. I believe in reading every word of it, because it's been 2.5 years, and you're right. It's been held up for a lot of reasons, and I want to know what it says. And this is one investigation. It's probably the lead one, the one we're most interested in, but they're investigating everything now, and they said they were going to do that when they took over the House. They said we're going to investigate everything, and they are.
And I think one more thing that should be mentioned is I think there's something in that report about, like, McCain with this report, that report that was like the dossier or something like that. He may have had something to do with that, and that's why, they don't want that to come out, and that's probably why they're trying to hide that, and they're backing up and trying to protect his reputation, because he was a brave man. I would never want anybody to go through what he did, and I praise him for that, for his service to the country and everything. But by the same token, people have to remember that dossier or whatever it was, all this delay for 2 years. The country has been on hold, like held captive. And if this report comes out and it shows nothing, look at the waste of time and money and effort and the involvement of all these departments, government departments, on hold for 2 years over nothing.
Well, remember this, too. There are those who say he shouldn't get praised for his service in the military.
No.
This and that. I want you to listen to this or that or the other thing. One thing that's undisputed, it's not under dispute, is that when the enemy knew that they had a trophy there, because his father was an admiral, and they know that this would be something valuable to trade or to get score points with, they offered to let him go in a prisoner of war camp, let him go years earlier than the rest of his men, and he said no. If the rest of the men don't go, he doesn't go.
Right.
Now, I don't care how the rest of his life went. If you were one of those men that he stood up for and could have walked away and didn't do it, then I just don't know how the human mind works. Thank you, Mary. Really. Can you imagine that? They were willing to let him go what would have been years earlier than the other people that he was with. And he said no. I mean, man, come on. How, search your soul. How many of you out there would have had the attitude that, yeah, I've got to stay here as long as my guys are here? That takes courage. And that is class. And that is fortitude. I don't care later whether you like his politics or not. If you were one of those guys that he stood by, I think it's time to stand by him in death, not his politics, but things that he did that are worthwhile. All right, let's see. Let's go to John in Lancaster. John, you're on WBEN.
As the citizenry, you have the right to redress grievances of any government body at any time. So you could protest them, say you don't like how they are, any public servant, but they really don't get to protest you on your dime. You don't pay them to protest you to say, like if you're a news person and they say you're fake news, you're not very good at your job. I just don't like that the president isn't handling, he's not polite and courteous. I mean, he's on the job as a public servant, I don't like that he berates people. I mean, he talks to people like Roseanne would, you know, kind of that character. And like if you called any customer service in any company and they came on and said, well, your product doesn't work because you probably don't know how to read directions or you're an idiot. I mean, you know what I mean? You don't expect that.
You're leaving out one important part, the word death. The word death. You know, there are a lot. Not everything we do in life is determined by mandate or by law or anything like that. There are certain things we do just because they're the right thing to do, and it's the class thing to do, and it's not right to go after people after they're dead because they can't reply. It's as simple as that. There's no law that says that.
As our, you know, representing our country and as a public servant, I don't know why he speaks about people poorly at all. I know he has free speech, but he is on the job as a public servant, and we don't pay him to really do that. I mean, can't we have better out of our elected officials?
I would think the one thing we could ask our officials is class. In other words, if you have class, sometimes you win, sometimes you lose, but it was a fair fight. Verbally harassing a dead man is not a fair fight by any standard. Okay, thank you. Thank you for calling. Because we got to take the break. We'll be back with more on News Radio 930. We want to know from you, should Robert Mueller's report be made public? The president says yes, and I say yes, too. Absolutely, I think it's imperative. And let's hope it's not redacted. I think the only thing they should redact is anything that would be a national security issue. Beyond that, we should see it all. Bring it out. We had to live through it for 2.5 years. We had to pay for it. We had to go through hell for it, so let's see it. Bring it out. Second thing, Trump versus John McCain. Is it time, now that John McCain is, dead, that the president get off of that and get on with running the country? On News Radio 930, WBEN.